Patrick Henry said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Recently, I received a newspaper article from a confused, biblically illiterate friend asking me what my take was on an article titled, Scripture Teaches to Submit to Authorities, with reference to Romans 13. In this article, the author was calling out a Christian for protesting a corrupt representative in government, even going so far as to suggest this Protestant ought to have stayed home to read their Bible rather than to protest corruption in government. He went on to say that we are commanded by Scripture to submit to the authorities that have been elected. Really? Well, to start off, maybe this individual should take the time to know a little bit of his own history. There's nothing worse than when a person who doesn't know what they are talking about tries to tell you what the truth is. Maybe he should have taken the time to look to the founding forefathers and that document which they drew up called the Declaration of Independence. That document alone is 75% of the usurpations that the tyrant King George committed against our forefathers and what it is that our forefathers would not put up with. Our American history found in that document teaches that our forefathers threw off the tyrant that would not be ruled by God and declared boldly, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Furthermore, the motto of the American Revolution was no king but King Jesus. America's original national seal was rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, with a picture on the inside of the seal showing the Pharaoh being overthrown by the sea with Moses and the children of Israel safe on the shore. Now, John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with a proper sense of your dependency on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. Apparently, this individual who wrote the article knows nothing of the Black Robe Regiment that the tyrant King George feared the most. The Black Robed Regiment were, in fact, the preachers that went before the forefathers in educating the colonies to resistance when it came to the corrupt king on the other side of the pond. They sacrificed themselves to establish the freedoms in which this author now enjoys today. This author went on to write that this Protestant should know what the Bible says about those in authority. First of all, the authority given to our representative government is derived from we the people. We receive our rights from God and in turn delegate power to those who serve we the people. Representatives work for us, America. We do not work for them. The Declaration of Independence declares they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. He then quotes Romans 13, 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Then he goes on and says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. the first scriptures.
Hey, BBS Radio.
State.
Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you all well, all the well know. Hang on one moment here, folks. Tim, I am reconnected. The issues that we go through every show is second to none. I just reconnected to Tim. Can you go ahead and throw it up there for me, please? Thank you. I seen that. I wanted to give a shout out to our friends over at The Rock of Talk, KIVA 1600 AM. This is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We give a shout out to Eddie Aragon. Thank you for your trust, my friend. I know that we worked with you in the past, but you're now picking the show up live, and we totally appreciate that. So again, we just want to give a shout out to our friends over at 1600 AM KIVA, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Again, we thank you for your trust. Now, listen, I just want to get to this real quick for you, because it's something that we're seeing, and I think people now, folks, I don't know anybody right now within the circle of my influence that's not aware of what's going on. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about how everybody was happy to put Donald Trump back into office, even though he was on the campaign trail talking about how they need to go out and get vaccinated, and he would be booed, right? He did call himself the father of the vaccine. He did claim that he saved millions of lives. And the fact of the matter is, we know the opposite is true. But this is Donald Trump. It's always been Donald Trump. Read Isaiah 8:20. A lot of people are worried about what's up and coming because they're seeing who he's putting around him as his appointees. They're all accomplices to the pandemic, every single one of them. And now what's happening is he's waking up more people concerning the truth of who he is. And again, my life is, I wish people would listen before it comes to this, but they don't. Okay, they have to learn after the fact why that is. I have no idea. I really don't. Or here's another one for you, friends. In taking that, it's also interesting to note all the people that claim that they don't believe the media, right? We hear this all the time. But when the media tells them there's a pandemic, they're the first ones to go out and get a shot. So that's a whole lot of hypocrisy taking place across the boards, right? And with that, that's called holding the truth and unrighteousness. And it's exactly what we're dealing with once again. Now, just today, I got some more information from somebody very near and dear to me who knows of somebody near and dear to him that just lost an individual due to the shot. Brand new information. I just told you about a week ago on this show of others that took the shot. They were all pro-vaccine and not considering Bill Gates talking about depopulation through vaccination. By the way, Facebook pulled that video down again. They don't want you to see the truth of the matter. Folks, these people need to be lawfully dealt with, period. Okay? Nobody's being held accountable for any of this nonsense. They need to be held accountable as accomplices for the crimes as well being committed against the American people concerning this last pandemic, this crisis that's been created, because that's exactly what it is. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Last week, I had told you about an individual very near and dear to me whose mother had just been diagnosed with two lumps in both of her breasts, and now they have her on chemotherapy. Okay, this is going to increase. Doctors are now saying that if you haven't seen anything yet, things are going to get worse and worse. A lot of doctors are talking about this turbo cancer that just kicked in. And we're seeing people that are dying, again, near and dear to us. And we're seeing this all across the country. And for the American people to sit back and act like they have no idea what's going on bewilders me. It's like they're adding insult to their own injury. They really, truly are. But now going forward, I had talked to my friend over at BBS as well. And that's the platform we're on, BBS. Don and Doug, they're both twins, and they run the operation over there. And when I was talking to Don this morning, Don had told me we lost 4 hosts due to the vaccine. 4 hosts. One even called me from the hospital and they texted via text. And this woman, she had a weekly show, super cool lady. She was put in the hospital. And when she got to the hospital, she texted Don and told Don, they're trying to kill me. Okay. And we know that this is massive. This is being exposed all over the country. There's a nurse documentaries coming out now talking about what they've experienced and what they've eyewitnessed in the hospitals, okay? Dr. McCullough, by the way, and I'm going to show you this video in a couple minutes, said this is exactly what Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich did to their own people. It's exactly what's happening today. But with that, the woman texted Don and said, the hospital's trying to kill me. That's exactly what she said through a text. The next morning, she was gone. One co-host said, Don, of a show, lost 2 children and his grandmother because they didn't listen to the warnings. Okay? Another co-host, I'm going on from our conversation that I had with Don, of a show, lost their wife, another show host. Then he said, we lost 2 good friends, one of which was our very best friend due to aggressive cancer. Don goes on and says, I lost an ex-girlfriend, a person I dated a very long time ago before I got married. She died of aggressive cancer. This isn't just happening, friends. Okay. He goes on and says, we have family members, 2 sisters, their children, and a son that took the vaccine, including my brother's wife-to-be. She took 4 shots from 3 different providers, Moderna, Pfizer, the Russian vaccine twice. And then he said, we hope for the best. Obviously, we hope for the best. Nobody likes to convey this kind of information to anybody. But listen, for those that are still here, to take heed to the warnings, I don't believe that we've seen anything yet. I believe it's going to get much worse than what we're seeing. I believe that, folks, literally, I just talked to an RN this morning. Face to face. We're literally being picked off one by one. Millions and millions of people worldwide have now lost their lives. And now what are they doing? They're leveling themselves again to go ahead and do it again. Now, folks, I don't know what it's going to take for you people to wake up. You can keep acting like that's not what is happening, but I'm here to tell you, like the doctors of the videos that we have been playing over and over and over for the last 4 years. The latest one, the doctor said, we have never, ever seen this before. Of course we haven't. Of course we haven't. So let's get this straight. The United States, 4% of the world's population, 70% of pharmaceutical profits, 50 to 90% of studies funded by Big Pharma, 38% of 12 to 19-year-olds are pre-diabetic, 7% of adults are metabolically, right? Healthy. I'm looking at this post. I'll show it to you in a moment. Here, go ahead, take a look at it. I'll pick it up right on the other side. Sorry about that, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Hey, Quatch, can I get a water, please? Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. 1-281-845-4704. Let's break this down into syllables, okay? So I'm showing you this right now. This is brand new. So we have a 7% adults that are metabolically healthy, right? 50% drop in sperm count in 40 years. It's all aimed at that. That's what's going on with your food in many ways and your phones. The most pandemic deaths in America, the most chronic diseases in America, the most autoimmune conditions in America, the shortest lifespans are now in America. That is a part of the judgments of the Most High God. Folks, you're not going to get away from it. And yet this sick care system still has the audacity to tell all of you to shut your mouth and not question the narrative. Again, this is one of those scenarios, friends, that you just can't make up, can you? No, you really can't. It's also interesting. I want you to see this one on social media platforms. Look at all this. Risk of death, vaccines versus diseases. And it's pretty astronomical, to say the least. And then what everybody needs to ask themselves, forgive me, ask themselves, if a product is too dangerous for the manufacturer to be held liable, no such thing, by the way, how did it become safe to inject into your children? I'm going to say that again. If this product, these vaccines, if they're too dangerous for the manufacturer to be held liable, right, for what's in the vaccines that's murdering the people, how did it become safe enough to inject into your children? Again, you got to do your math. 281-845-4704. We're going to be talking about the heretics in just a moment here. You guys seen this? The insane practice of injecting toxic chemicals and biological debris into the body to protect against mythical viruses and benevolent bacteria. Dr. Mark Bailey, MD. You guys all remember this, right? I showed this to you a couple days ago. I also told you that the pharmaceutical companies were going out of business, right? Matter of fact, in 2015, they were under investigation. Were they under investigation or did they sell you out, Americans? Luke 22:48. They sold you out. Here's Albert Bourla, and he is now, well, he has been the CEO of Pfizer. He said we have a record-breaking year and strong fourth quarter. This was in January of 2023. They reported revenues of over $100.3 billion. Americans, I have a question for you. Where did they get that money? From the people's coffers on a worldwide basis? Remember they were going out of business? Here's another one. This lunatic still out there. He's a madman. He truly is a madman. The Gates Foundation gave $9.5 million to the UW-Madison and principal investigator. I'm not even going to try to say that name. To modify H5N1 viruses to preferentially recognize human-type receptors and transmit efficiently into mammals. Folks, I got a bunch of stuff in front of me outside of the fact that my tongue is tied right now. Forgive me for all of this. But this is one of the individuals that's behind this. He's the one that wants to depopulate. What is it that you people don't hear? I mean, there's enough videos out there. It's like a guy he's a mortician. I seen a video of him saying, Bill Gates said he wanted to depopulate the world through the use of vaccinations. What didn't you hear about that? He wants to know why so many dead bodies are going through his morgue. Because the people didn't listen. Again, if you don't want to listen, this is what's coming your way. Dr. McCullough on the COVID jab, I've never seen something so injurious to the human body. It invades the brain. It invades the heart. It causes brain and heart damage. It invades the bone marrow. It stimulates antibodies to cells and platelets. It causes blood clotting and damage to blood vessels like we've never seen. Data from the University of Pittsburgh suggests it causes cancer, obviously. And then he goes on and says, since when do we have a protein that actually injures the brain, injures the heart, the bone marrow, the immune system, and causes blood clotting and potentially causes cancer in a single protein? This is what Dr. McCullough asked. He said it is a weapon. He concluded, according to strict military criteria, it is a bioweapon. That is what Dr. McCullough said. Now, I want you to go ahead and check this out. It's a short video, but I want you to hear it again for yourself so you can see to the degree and so you have an opportunity to hear directly from them so you can see who's giving out this information because I'm merely conveying it in the purpose of preventing any more deaths.
Just take it in the arm and you'll be set free.
Listen carefully.
I want you to know you shouldn't take them in the arm. They're not safe, particularly the ones for the pandemic virus. People are dying with these. You take one of these in the arm and you're unlucky to have a cardiac arrest or a blood clot. Your life and liberty have been threatened, in some cases completely taken away from you with no recourse.
What is their truest motivation here that would make them roll out these things that steal our liberty and steal our freedom?
In 2021, it was like a switch went off. And then I went from being an eminent scientist, professor of medicine, published in New England Journal of Medicine, in Lancet, all the top journals, to being a conspiracy theorist pushing unproven medicines. The bad guys had to suppress me and anybody in my circle because COVID-19 is the opportunity to reset a new world order. So this is essentially what happened in Nazi Germany. And
wow. Did we all catch that? Yeah, Bradley, we know you told us. Yeah, Bradley, we know all that. That's not what I'm trying to get out of you people. Really? This is a brand new video. We've been talking about this for 5 years because we've seen the similarities. The Lord opened up our eyes to see it right off the bat. This is what the Nazis did under Adolf Hitler. We played videos of those that were in the camp that were warning the people worldwide at the beginning of the pandemic, saying this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. See, this history that we have on the Nazis, friends, just this one-way street about him going out because he was anti-Jewish and this, that, and the other thing. Oh, no, 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 no. There is so much more behind all of that. If Adolf Hitler, if the revisionists want us to believe Adolf Hitler was so bad, then why was it that our government took 1,800 war criminals from the SS and brought them over here into America after the war? Operation Paperclip. I'm just asking. Right? Why did the president of the United States in 1947 equate our CIA to that of the American version of the Gestapo? Why is it that we can be told the truth, but we don't want to listen to it until after the fact? Do we take heed to it if we have the opportunity to then take heed to it? But did you just see what he said? I'm going to go ahead and replay that one more time. And we'll see what Dr. McCullough has to say, as well as Bradley Dean.
It's the opportunity to reset a new world order. This is essentially what happened in Nazi Germany. And their classic propaganda terms and tools, there's six of them that are being used today in today's pandemic. The masks began to symbolize something, and that was compliance. I think it became a representative of fear, of personal fearfulness.
This is the war on the mind, and this is why this conversation is so life-changing, because it doesn't have to be a war. We can just recognize that we don't need to participate in the war.
Oh, no. You I don't think you heard what happened over the last 3 years to say that you didn't need to participate in it. No, no, no. I participated in resisting against it at every given store that I went into. If anybody had the audacity to go ahead and test their steel with me, they got it. And the fact of the matter is they don't have the lawful right to do it. And yet they did it. And what did they do? Did they ostracize everybody that was going along with it? Or did they ostracize the people that weren't going against it? Or that weren't going along with it? Who is the war aimed at? Those that weren't compliant. That is the purpose of what we continuously convey on this platform continues all day long. Hey, folks, what does the Lord tell us? And when we take heed to the word of God, we're taught throughout scriptures to stand against this criminal nonsense. Not to just stand against it, not just to protest it, but to deal with the perpetrators. Not one person has been held accountable for their crimes concerning the last pandemic. 20 million people. How many times have I told the American people, you can bring about the correlation for every drop of blood of an innocent baby that has been shed? You can rest assured that there's going to be exact recompense from heaven upon the people that tolerated those crimes. If you're not protesting and not standing against it and holding them accountable, then you're an accomplice to it. This lady kind of reminds me a little bit, but I'm not a doctor. I'm a preacher, right? And I'm making references to doctors. But did you see this anti? Look at how they put her in the Daily Mail. Anti-vaxxer nurse who injected 86 elderly parents with salt water instead of COVID vaccine. She now gets to walk free from a court in Germany. I can't make it up.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scripture.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Gosh. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now Sons and Daughters of Liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie. Margie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bradley. It's amazing the quality of your research that you do. I don't know where you found the time, because my friend Sarah and I have been researching this for years on the vaccine. And you remember when Trump was in office and he was like, oh, we don't need taxpayers' money to go to the WHO. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop that right now. Well, people know that, but what they don't know, he took that money and he gave it to Gavi, the Bill Gates Vaccine Alliance program. So for these people that say, oh, Trump was fooled and Trump didn't know.
Right, right.
He knew. This is all planned.
That's right.
So
yeah, that's right. You know, then what begs the question, Margie, just to piggyback that comment that you just made, what begs the question is then why is he, if he didn't know, why is he still out there promoting the shot? And it,
right.
It's just these people, they don't want to, they see no evil and they hear no evil. And the part of the problem that they're having is they're a part of the evil. And that's what they need to come to terms with.
Yes, I too also know of a young gal that works in government as a environmental attorney. And they found a massive tumor in her at, I think she's like 28 years old. and the doctors have never seen anything like it. I haven't heard, you know, what's happened and this and that, because they lost him as friends because I told them not to do the vaccine.
Yep.
So, you know, all we can do is pray for these people.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate the call. Yep, thank you. Thank you. 281-845-4704. Folks, you can. You know, people that are warning other people, it's not your job to make the choice for them. Just like as a preacher, it's not my job to make a decision for them. That's the decision they have to make, and they're going to have to make it on their own because they're going to have to suffer the consequences of the choice, whether it be pro or con. It matters not. Deuteronomy 30:19. So choose carefully, friends. And all of this information that you're getting here and that you've always gotten here is from doctors that are being censored, that are being suppressed. Those are the ones that you should be listening to, friends. Okay? Not Anthony Fauci. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, not all these other individuals that claim that you need to take the shot and, you know, they make the profession that they took the shot. Baloney. How many folks, we do a whole video series on this where we show you that they're Hollywood syringes. They're fake. They're not getting the shot. Some of them are so bad you can see that they completely missed the arm. They just didn't realize that they were on camera. They're not taking the shot. Folks, they're selling the shot. Because they profit from it. That's the pill and the jam. But I want you to check this out. This is in Germany. I'm not making this up. She's in court for, and they called her an anti-vaxxer. No, she's a hero that stood up for the life of the elder. But it says, according to the Daily Mail, anti-vaxxer nurse who injected up to 8,600 elderly parents with salt water instead of COVID vaccine walks free from court in Germany. Well, the question is what was she doing in court? What was she doing in court? Americans, she's in court for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. I want to just remind you of this before I play this next piece, because one of the things that McCullough said as well was this is about establishing a new world order. What people don't take heed to is the fact that dictators are loved at the beginning, not hated. Ask any one of them. Until the people figure it out, and that's usually after the fact. That is a judgment, and guess who goes in judgment? They all do, from the top to the bottom. Who profits from it? The people that should have been dealt with, the military-industrial complex, the bankers, the corrupt politicians. Not the other way around. But I want to go back to something McCullough said about this is a reset for a global order. Yeah, that would be called the Third Reich, friends. Who is calling for the New World Order? George Bush, over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. He said, out of chaos, we can create a new order. We played the videos here. His daddy was Prescott Bush. He was indicted in 1942 for doing what? For illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. After the war, after 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against that tyrant, what did that government that sent them over to fight off Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, what did that same government do, Americans? They picked up 1,800 of these war criminals, and they brought them back into America. The Bushes were supporting them. Go online. It's super easy to find. Pull your head out of the sand and realize that you're a target, because you are a target. Let me go over to something... And it's foreign, but you'll understand if you listen carefully. This is a spiritualist. She's known in dark corners. She's public, but she's also known in dark corners. And she is going to tell you something that you need to hear, all of you pro-Trumpers. And by the way, it's all of you that are going along with it without standing against it. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to sit there. Trump is just the point man. That's all he is. Okay, he's taking orders. He's a scoundrel just like the rest of them. But I want you to listen to what this devil has to say about Donald Trump to kind of give you an idea as to who you're company with if you're going along with this. Check this out.
Trump is the best thing happened ever to us. Huh? That he is the...
Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to us, said this devil.
Magician of the...
This is Marina. It's Abramovic. Abramovic. She is a spiritualist. She's a devil. She's possessed. And listen to what she's saying.
Highest order. that he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion.
He's there to create confusion. He's the best thing that's ever happened to us, she said.
That the human being.
Out of chaos, we will create a new world order from Donald Trump.
The final new order. And you know, it's also
the final order, she said. Isn't that what they said about the Reich? Yep, it was.
So stupid. Thinking about this in that way. It's completely turning things upside down. Because since Trump is around, things are changing.
Since Trump has been in office, things have been changing.
Because we are waking up. The Trump is the best thing happened ever to us.
Huh? Okay, so when you have a devil saying something like that, folks, you should probably open up your eyes and figure out what's going on, because it's pretty crazy. I'm not going to play this next video, and it's vitally important that you should see it, but I don't have time to do it because I want to get over to an issue that we dealt with today, but I will play it for you tomorrow. The title is, It's Very Clear Trump Is Not Draining the Swamp Again. It's exactly what he did the first time. Americans, the noose is being tightened. Mark my words. Again, mark my words for your own sake. Don't go to sleep. Now's the time to wake up. Not go to sleep, but wake up, okay? Because things are coming together where they're all being leveled at those that refuse to go along with this agenda, okay? We'll pick that up tomorrow. Okay, so what I want to do, some people, I got a phone call from my morning show host friend, Tim Brown. And he had said to me, Bradley, he said, this guy's in big trouble. And I'm not going to bring up the name because I made a phone call. I did what Matthew 18 says. If you see your brother in error, you go to your brother privately. But I'm going to talk about the content of why Tim told me that this guy is in big trouble. And so what happened is, I said, why is that? So I went over, I clicked on to what it was that he was talking about. And right when I clicked onto it, the headline was Romans 13, Paul was a deceiver who perverted, so on and so forth. Okay. And so I started watching it. I was 12 minutes into it. We're called as Christians to defend the faith. And the fact of the matter is, he was equating Paul to somebody that elbowed himself into the position of government, into the church. He is a deceiver. He called Paul an antichrist. And the list goes on and on. He called him a deep state plant. And he went on to say Paul is a complete liar, and he was antichrist. I'm not making this up. That's why I reached out to the individual that this came from. Now, I just want to cover a couple things here really quick, because it's important that everybody understands. Because what I did is I went to this man right away and I said, I just want to let you know that everything you said is completely and premised completely backwards, up on its head, unscriptural. You have it backwards. He's not even a novice. This is the difference between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind. One that has the Holy Ghost and one that doesn't have it. Okay? Because the Holy Ghost will illuminate you. He'll give you understanding. He'll give you eyes to see. He'll give you ears to hear. But from a carnal mind, this is what you'd hear. But I got to tell you, when I began to watch this video and listen to this video, I couldn't even believe what I was being told. I couldn't even believe what he was saying. I'm thinking to myself, guy, you should have called me and we should have had this conversation before you went public. And what I did, friends, again, is I went back at him and I told him, you need to retract this right now. I said, this is the most heretical thing I have ever heard from anybody. I went to the person. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay? So just to name a couple things and point out a couple things that he had brought up. He had brought up the fact that Paul was all about promoting Paul, and he contradicted Christ on key points like faith versus work. Okay, I just want to tell you this. No, he didn't. Not at no point. At first, Acts 9, remember that Pharisee of the Pharisees in Philippians chapter 3, who called himself out as to who he was, only to go to say that my righteousness is but filthy dung. Okay? He goes on to say, Paul, in Acts 9, when he was converted, the Lord said to him, why do you kick against the pricks? I'm going to come right back to this because tomorrow morning, Tim Brown and myself are going to explore this and get the record straight. Because again, I have never, ever in all of my 25 years in ministry seen anybody go this far. I'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. BBSRadio.com.
Yep. Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley. Yeah,
become really a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so I gotta knock this out of the park as quick as I can. 1-281-845-4704. Okay, I just want to make clear because this guy, this again was brought to our attention, that's Paul, the author of two-thirds of the New Testament, inspired by the Holy Ghost, was a deceiver. He was an antichrist. He was a deep state plant. He was a liar. He elbowed his way into the church. He said this to me. He said, it's abundantly obvious that Paul was all about promoting Paul. But yet the first thing in Acts 9, Jesus said to him is, I'm going to show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Okay. And then what I see is I see where he wrongly made reference to scripture. He said Ephesians 2:19 when it's Galatians 2:20, where he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. You know, is it interesting or is it not to some of you people that people will say that the Bible is man-made, but yet it goes against man's desire? I mean, that is crazy. No, Jesus said, follow me and take up your cross. This is what Paul is talking about. And if you look at Philippians 3, he's talking about my righteousness is but filthy rags. He's going back and making reference to Isaiah. And he's going and saying, listen, my righteousness is filthy rags. And he says, my righteousness is but filthy dung in comparison to that of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If you look at what Paul went through, it blows me away that somebody can even come to the conclusion that this is a man that was trying to make a name for himself. This individual went on and said that he was trying to get Christ out of the way so he can put himself in the same sort of position because Jesus was getting all the attention. I'm not making this up. But when, again, you look at Scripture, what does it say, friends? It says, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. And isn't that exactly what Paul did? Why, indeed, yes, it is. What about Galatians 6:14? But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I unto the world. Over and over. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Go to Colossians. What does it talk about? It talks about mortifying the deeds of the flesh. You can find that in Romans 8 as well. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Look in Romans 6. Who wrote Romans? Oh my goodness, friends. Okay? I mean, this is heretical, to say the least. I want to remind everybody, I've never heard anything ever come out of the mouth of any heretic to this degree before. It was very heretical, okay? Then one of the things that was brought to me is then to preach that people should have obedience to corrupt government and to claim that God anoints government to be our rulers. He makes reference to Romans 13. Okay, but that's not at all what he's talking about. That's all you have to do is go to Romans 12:21. And what does Romans 12:21 tell us, friends? It tells us, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I'm like listening to this and I'm thinking, where are you getting that? Because when I look at 18:21 and 18:25 of Exodus, God ordained that power. Paul was not contradicting Scripture at any given step. As a matter of fact, when you look at Scripture, friends, you will find that Paul was ordained of Christ. When he ordained him to do what? He told him that you're going to testify against kings and who else? Governors. Isn't that what Paul did continuously? Yes, indeed it was. Paul's not telling anybody to submit to corruption. Nowhere in Scripture from the beginning to the end can you find that the church is to submit to the evil in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, Ephesians 5:11 tells us what? That we're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. What did Paul do? The exact same thing every given step of the way. Nowhere did Paul tell anybody to submit to corruption in government. You can also read 1 Peter 2:14, and that tells us, unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Okay? Again, when you look at Scripture throughout and you're holding it in context. As a matter of fact, how you would take that out of context, I have no idea where that even came from. I've never heard anything like that before. Okay, then what we did is he said that Paul was, outside of the fact that he was always promoting himself, but he was contradicting Christ on key points like faith versus works. No, he wasn't. In any sense of the word, there is absolutely no conjecture. There's absolutely no contradictions whatsoever. Paul was talking about the finished work of Christ. When Jesus said, it is finished, guess what? There's nothing that you can do to merit what Christ himself did for you. Now you must receive it by faith. What James was talking about, because he went on to say that James and Paul, you know, Paul was undoing what James was saying. No, he wasn't. And he was talking about James 2:14 through 26. James, in the book of James, was merely putting to action the faith that was in him that Paul was talking about. He just demonstrated what that faith did. That's it. Doesn't the Bible teach us it's a work of faith and a labor of love? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Yes, it does. Does the Bible tell us in 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words? Yes, it does. I'm breaking that down so you understand what it means. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. Okay? But again, I want you to listen carefully. Paul, if he was contradicting what James was saying, let me ask you the question, friends. Who wrote the book of Acts? Who wrote the book of Acts? Now, if it was Paul that wrote the book of Acts, if he didn't do the works, he couldn't have wrote the book of Acts, right? There is no contradiction. And again, where people, or in this particular case, where people try to separate it and say, hey, listen, I'm saved, I don't have to do anything, because that's what he was saying Paul was doing by negating the works, I'm here to tell you that's not at all what he was saying, because his actions spoke a lot louder than his words did. Americans, faith without works is dead. Let me show you my faith by my works. Common sense comes into play, okay? Paul's not negating it. James and Paul are not beating against each other. The doctrines of justification by faith, said Martin Luther, and he was exactly right. He said it's the doctrine of justification by faith alone, but not faith that is alone. Right, because when you're justified in the Spirit, guess what you do? You do the works. It's just that simple. And I'm not doing the works to be justified. I'm doing the works because I am justified. It's really simple, friends. What spirit are you born of? I can tell you by what you do and by what you don't do, by what spirit you're born of. And I also want to say this, that when you begin to call Paul a liar, an antichrist, when you begin to call Paul one that was trying to elevate himself, I can't find that in Scripture anywhere. Because when you look at Paul before he was converted, he was called Saul. Yep, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a wicked, wicked man. He was trying to justify the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That's what he was doing, right? And he thought he was doing the right thing. And yet, when you look after his conversion and you go to Philippians 3, he starts talking about, listen, I had all of these accolades. Look at, I was the best of the best. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I was the tribe of Benjamin. He went on and on. He was telling everybody, look at, I am a Pharisee of Pharisees. Nobody was better than me. He goes, but now that I'm in Christ, all of that goes to naught, and I compare it to dung. Dung, that I might be found in him. That's what he was saying. Friends, this is why we need to be careful. Because there's too many people out there that are holding to what they think is Scripture. They're not born of the Spirit. They're not born again. And the Bible tells us that we're to make distinction in John 3:6. And in such a case as this, when you see somebody pick up the Scripture and carnally go after the man of God. We're talking about Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, that all Scriptures given by the inspiration of God. This individual went on and started to kick up against the Word of God, talking about we need to make distinction because it's politicized. We need to make distinction because all of it's not from God. And I'm thinking to myself in Revelation 22, where if you add to or diminish or take away, the plagues and curses will be added to those people. Folks, I'm withholding the name right now because for the very purpose, I've already asked them to jump on the show with us. Okay? He denied and he said, I don't think this takes a public conversation. I did that because I sincerely believe that he will listen. We got a phone call coming in right now. I keep trying to tell you folks, don't wait till the last minute. Can't take the phone call. Love you by what we do. I'll see you tomorrow morning on Tim Brown's show at 5 in the morning. We're going to talk about all of this for what it is. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.